I don't know that it would function that well now. The kids think so differently now.
Did you start to see those changes while you, over that 20-year period, in expectations and the change?
Oh, yeah. Certainly the ones that wanted to come and live together while there were certainly not interested in helping working for their keep, so to speak, even. What we were given, what we were paid with, was basically our lift ticket and our room and board and lift ticket. And actually, as we went on, that had to be factored in as a form of payment in the books of the company. I got out of it before we got into that too heavily. But it wasn't easy bookkeeping, and Gordy did a wonderful job at that. Gordy had to be paid a salary. She was in that position.
And as you, when you were manager from 50 to 55, were you paid a salary at that time
no,
as a manager?
No, I didn't need it, and I was just what I was doing. And
so were there different regulations then, and the state start to come involved in different ways, and in how
we had to pay Social Security to Gordy. I think I had to pay in Social Security for what I was getting. That began to set a fee for what you were getting for room and board. So I had to pay Social Security in for that, you see. So anyway, the bookkeeping began to get pretty complicated, and for the amount of what it was, a nonprofit organization, so to speak. So I suppose we could have probably filed for something like that in those days, but none of us were thinking about that sort of thing. I'm not even sure that the nonprofits were established then, but we could certainly have qualified for that.
So the objective was not necessarily to create a booming business. The objective was what? A lucrative business. The objective would have been,
I suppose, have a good time. I mean, have a good time without it costing too much. I guess you'd figure that. We certainly managed to give a little R&R to some people who needed it when they needed it. And try and give people, when they were on vacation, a happy time.
And did you have the same people come back year after year, or
yeah,
would the same people come back multiple times within a season?
Regularly? Oh, yeah. We had regular weekenders we could count on. We also made sure that if the skiing was bad, we entertained them with something. And that's where Craig would come in, take us out on cross country, hikes, and also woods picnics. He'd wrap up a steak and onions in a wax paper, or we'd go out and try and catch a fish, but he always had a steak handy in case we didn't catch a fish, you know. But we tried to take, if the skiing was bad, we'd encourage people to go up to Tremblant, for instance, or we'd take a trip to Montreal. We, at all costs, we wanted to keep them entertained when they were there so that they didn't cancel out.
Sure.
So, that sort of thing, when people started canceling out in case of bad weather, then we realized we had to overbook. And that was sort of the end of the pleasurable part of doing it, because you might find yourself with half a dozen empty beds where people might have wanted them. And so we started to overbook a little bit, and then it just became a nuisance. Trying to get deposits out of people to make sure that you were covered, you know. So it became more of a business than it was anticipated in being. And we did not have the kind of facility that you could get into that kind of business. So that it sort of closed itself. And how you know when you are there long enough, they start calling you ma'am. Then you know you're there long enough.
When the guests start calling you ma'am.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, so that happened to you then.
I figured when I reached that point, it's time to go.